KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have cloudy skies, some light fog in Atlantic, and 58 degrees. A dense fog advisory remains in effect until 10 a.m. for Adams, Fremont, Montgomery, Page, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. We expect skies to become partly sunny this afternoon, a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. An attraction in Shelby County has been awarded the Iowa Tourism Office and Travel Federation of Iowa's Outstanding Attraction Award in the Rural Division. The award was presented to the Danish Windmill Thursday evening during the 2014 Iowa Tourism Conference at the Mid-American Center in Council Bluffs. Iowa Tourism Manager Shauna Lode said the Tourism Conference gives us the opportunity to annually recognize the best of the best in our industry. All nominations are reviewed and scored by industry members, people who know and appreciate tourism in Iowa. Danish Windmill Manager Lisa Steen Riggs was on hand to receive the award. Steen Riggs, who is also president of the Travel Federation of Iowa, said the Iowa tourism industry is full of hardworking, dedicated, and passionate individuals, and these awards recognize their contribution to Iowa's tourism economy. In other award categories, the Outstanding Niche Marketing Initiative in the Rural Division was presented to Living Lus of Western Iowa, and the Council Bluffs Convention and Visitors Bureau received the Outstanding Website Award in the Metro Division. The annual Iowa Tourism Conference brings together more than 250 industry representatives from across the state to network, attend educational sessions, and discuss emerging industry trends. Tourism in Iowa generates more than $7.75 billion in expenditures, employs 65,400 people statewide, and generates over $353.9 million in state taxes. Police in Creston report the arrest this morning of 50-year-old Ronald Griffin II of Creston. Griffin was taken into custody at around 12:18 a.m. on charges that include disorderly conduct, possession of marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, discharge of a weapon within the city limits, and trespass. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And 40-year-old Curtis Bunnell of Creston was arrested last night on a Union County warrant for theft in the second degree. Bunnell was taken into custody at around 8:20 p.m. in the Union County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on $5,000 bond. A burglary in Adams County is under investigation. The Sheriff's Department said yesterday they took a report on Tuesday from a resident who lives in the 1900 block of Highway 148. The victim was missing a Toshiba laptop computer and a pack and play. The incident remains under investigation. A vehicle driven by a woman from eastern Iowa sustained $12,000 damage Wednesday after it collided with a deer on Interstate 80 in Cass County. The sheriff's office said Thursday the accident happened near the 50-mile marker as a 2013 Hyundai Santa Fe driven by 45-year-old Andrea Nancy Trimble of Davenport was traveling westbound on I-80. The SUV hit a deer that had entered the roadway from the north ditch. Trimble wasn't hurt during the collision. One person suffered unknown possible injuries during a collision Tuesday evening in Union County. Sheriff's officials said yesterday 23-year-old Ashley Elizabeth Walker of Leon was not transported to the hospital following the accident that happened around 6:20 p.m. Tuesday on Thayer Lake Road. Authorities said that 41-year-old Jennifer Jean Hartley of Greenfield had stopped to ask Walker if she needed help. Earlier in the day, a property exchange had taken place between Walker and a friend of Hartley's. According to Hartley, Walker's 1992 Chevy S10 pickup accelerated rapidly in reverse and hit Hartley's 2011 Chevy Silverado pickup as Hartley was leaving and heading west. Walker was cited for operating a vehicle in an erratic, reckless, careless, or negligent manner. Damage from the collision amounted to at least $3,000. In other news, officials of the Cass County Health System reported yesterday that effective January 1st of 2015, the Atlantic Medical Center, Cass County Memorial Hospital, and Southwest Iowa Surgery will no longer participate in the Humana Medicare Advantage Health Insurance Plan. According to Susan Daniels, Chief Financial Officer, they're announcing the change to assist area residents in selecting their Medicare Advantage plans for 2015. Daniel said they want people to be informed as they make their 2015 Medicare Advantage plan selections for the coming year. And while they don't have a lot of patients who use the plan, they certainly didn't want anyone to be surprised by the change next year. She noted the change is being made due to ongoing problems with claims being delayed and paid inaccurately. She also noted that because participation will continue through the end of 2014, the Medicare Advantage website will not reflect the change, so it's important for consumers to understand the change will go into effect beginning January 1st. If you have any questions or for more information, you can call Nancy Templeman, the Medicare Billing Coordinator, or Susan Daniels at the Cass County Memorial Hospital at 243-3250. And the owner of a medical waste company says it was an improperly secured truck door that sent hundreds of confidential medical records onto a street in Omaha. Cell phone video taken Wednesday by Omaha business owner Jason Busis showed thousands of pages blowing on and around a southwest Omaha street. Busis said the back door of the MediWaste disposal truck was open as it traveled, sending boxes of records into the street. Omaha television station KETV said the Good Samaritans scrambled to try and help the driver recover the records, even reaching into sewers to grab papers. MediWaste disposal owner Ryan Funk said he believes most of the records were recovered. He said new policies will be in place to try and keep such an accident from ever happening again. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.